Trust God with your whole life. This moment, the next moment, the rest of today, the rest of the week, the rest of the year, with the rest of your life. Consider God to be faithful, that He will guard what you've entrusted to Him, and that we have a home in heaven. Trust God with that. Don't settle for anything but your inheritance, which is given to you in heaven, and God is the one who can keep us unto that day. Listen to what Paul said to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Wherefore I put you in remembrance that you stir up the gift of God, which is in you by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not you therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be you partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us, and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. For this purpose I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words, which you have heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto you, keep by the Holy Spirit which dwells in us. You see, God is faithful to keep us. He has started something in us, a reformation of our life, a reformation of our character, the infusing of godliness into our personality. And we, by our obedience to the Word, hold fast to that. And we are persuaded that God is able to keep that which we have committed unto Him against the day when He will take us to heaven. Let's pray. O Father in heaven, I trust you with everything in my life. I've committed everything to you, not only my goods and my career and my family, all my possessions, money, and so forth. But Lord, I've committed my soul to you, myself. It's on your altar. Do with me whatever you wish, for I am persuaded that you can keep your promise of eternal life to me, and that I have a home in heaven, and you're able to keep me under the shadow of your wing until that day that you will take me home. And I will share in all of eternity with you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Amen.